This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at BurnoutMugs.com.
Indeed, check them out. You'll love what you get. Whenever we have a rampage killer out there doing what he does, or like, say, the nail bomber or something, I look around, and from a purely technical point of view, I look at it and I say, why does this still happen? Why don't we learn the lesson? Why don't we allow people to carry guns in these places? Why don't we allow teachers to carry guns? Why don't we have armed guards? Something. Why aren't we learning? Why do we keep thinking, well, the gun-free zone, the signs will make that better? Well, my next guest has looked at this himself. His name is Dr. Warren Farrell. He is the author of Why the Boys Are Struggling and What We Can Do About It. And we're going to talk about how these incidents are affecting the psychology of the nation. Good evening, Doctor.
Good evening. Looking forward to talking with you.
Yes, sir. Tell me. Now, when with this look at the psychology of the nation, what specifically are you looking for?
Well, I was looking around the world at, I saw, first of all, that in the United Nations did a huge study and found that boys in all 63 of the largest developed nations were falling significantly behind girls in almost every area, but particularly in reading and writing, which were the single biggest predictors of success or failure. And they were much more likely to drop out of high school and less likely to go to college. And they were therefore boys who drop out of high school are far less likely to be able to get a job. And so I said, 63 developed nations. What do developed nations have in common? And so as I started looking, taking a magnifying glass to that, I saw two things that they had in common was a much higher percentage of divorce. The survival was somewhat taken care of, so there was permission to get divorced. And then secondly, in the United States, we have 53% of women who are under 30 having children without being married. And so I looked in both of these demographics and saw that among divorced children, that boys that had minimal or no father involvement were having enormous problems versus those that had a lot of father involvement and where the father and mother lived close to each other, where there was no bad mouthing and lots of therapy. The boys didn't do quite as well as boys in a married intact family, but they did not too badly. And then I looked at the other demographic of the 53% of women who had children under 30 without being married, and found that a very high percentage of them, the children didn't even know who their father was 1% of the group, and the other group had a father in their life when they were born, but after an average of 3.5 to 4 years, the father was either not involved at all or very minimally peripherally involved. And this group of boys was having enormous problems. So I began to see that basically the boy crisis, what I came to call the boy crisis resides where fathers do not reside. And so that then got me asking a whole series of other questions. I had no idea that I knew that fathers were important, but I had no idea that the fathers were so pivotal in determining not only the lives of futures of boys, but also girls, and I didn't know why boys were so much proportionately more vulnerable than their sisters were. And so that's what set me off on an investigation as to what dads do differently than moms, and how moms and dads, why moms and dads get divorces, and what the divorces are really about, and that type of thing.
Okay. With these studies you're looking at, that sounds almost like the black inner city communities. Was any of this, did you look at this, any of this based upon race? Or is this just...
Oh, my God, yes. First of all, you've put your finger right on an important area. So it sounds like you may know, in Moynihan, who was a doctor and a senator and a secretary of labor under both Republican and Democratic administrations, did what was called the Moynihan Report in 1965. And he found in 1965 that 25% at that point in time of the African-American community was fatherless. And so he investigated. He didn't investigate the fatherlessness to begin with. He investigated why was there such poverty? Why was there such crime? Why was there so many problems in the African-American inner-city community? And he started measuring different groups and found out that the problems were not racial per se, that they were a minimal or a lack of father involvement. But the amazing thing about that is that today, that 25% of fatherlessness in the black community, now the black community has 73% fatherlessness, and the Caucasian community has 34% fatherlessness. So the Caucasian community today has a higher percentage of fatherlessness than the black community did at the point in time when Moynihan was investigating what created the problems in the black community. So that is it was another factor that got me thinking about, what is there about father involvement that is so important? And, you know, why are we leaving dads out? And I was at the point in time when I started studying this, I was on the board of directors of the National Organization for Women and in New York City. And I was, listen, Warren, we don't like you studying this. Fathers, we don't want to have fathers involved. If mothers want to be the primary parent, they should be free to be the primary parent. And my response is, wait a minute, I thought that this was a national organization that cared about the family and cared about men and women. And if I come up with findings showing that fathers are important, you're going to tell me that you want the free choice for women to be able to raise children by themselves? And they said, well, we want freedom for women. And my response was, wait a minute, freedom for women is just wonderful. I support that 100%. But when a woman makes a free choice to have children, at that moment, she makes a choice, a free choice, to put the children's needs before her needs and her desires to be freer. Freedom and children are not part of the same package, except insofar as that priority is kept in mind. And so if the children do better with an equal amount of parenting time with fathers, then that's what we need to focus on when we make this free choice to have children. Well, that did not go over too well, and I lost probably millions of dollars making that fight. But I also got myself to start doing research to make sure at that point in time, this was the 70s, we didn't have longitudinal studies because divorces hadn't been around in large enough numbers to find out whether this was true. You know, maybe the boys didn't do well for a few years in grammar school, but they did fine later in life, and it turned out that is not the case. And we see this with Robert Bowers. He was in his 40s, and he lost his father when he was 6 years of age, when his dad apparently committed suicide after being charged with rape. And we saw this with the Jacksonville shooting with David Katz. His mother and father got a divorce when he was 11, and he lived with his mother, and he had such a fraught relationship that they both attacked each other with knives. Wow. And with Elliot Rodgers at UC Santa Barbara, the same basic story. Yeah. With Nicholas. Yeah. Cruz at Parkland, and on and on.
Let me get you to hold on right there. We're coming up on the first break. And sure. Dr. Farrell's stuff, that you can find his book at Amazon. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes. It's actually on sale at Amazon now.
Yes, sir. It's called The Boy Crisis, Why Are Boys That Are Struggling and What Can We Do About It? This sounds almost parallel to what I've said about psychotropic drugs. And I'll bring that up with you, Doctor, when we get back and get your take on that. But this shows that people aren't born this kind of evil. They're grown that way.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name products from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Indeed. Speaking with Dr. William Farrell, he is the author of The Boy Crisis, Why the Boys Are Struggling and What We Can Do About It. Dr., one real quick question now. We were going back and forth here because I got confused and AJ got confused and everything. I don't know if we're going to have time to finish up this explanation in this next segment. You got time to go beyond this next segment?
Yes, if you'd like to go beyond, well, let's do that.
Let's do that then. So let me ask you a question. Are we seeing similar results in Caucasian young men that are fatherless to Black American young men that are fatherless, Hispanic American young men that are fatherless, Asian American young men that are fatherless? I mean,
The brief answer is yes. We're not seeing it act out in the same way. So, for example, the mass shooters are almost, almost all male. And secondly, they're almost all fatherless, but they're almost also predominantly Caucasian. In the African American community, boys still do the shooting, not girls. But they tend to shoot each other more for different types of, drug issues, gang issues.
They tend to join gangs, don't they?
What's that?
They tend to join gangs.
They do join. The joining of gangs is true of Blacks, whites, and Hispanics. But the shooting of each other, especially for drug reasons or drug related reasons and other territorial reasons, is more common among Blacks. Blacks tend to kill Blacks. Whites tend to kill. Whites tend to kill less frequently. But when it comes to the mass shootings, that's largely a male and a white issue.
Does that have to do, as far as the way they end up, does that have to do with their locale? Because a lot of Black youths that end up in gangs are typically inner city youths, so they're in a metropolitan area.
Yeah, that is very much locale oriented. Among whites, there's more likely to be higher expectations that tends to lead to suicide. And in the Black community, the expectations aren't as high as a rule. And as a result, the boy is less likely to be ashamed, feel like a failure, feel like nobody feels like he's ever made it because compared to his brother or his, or the boy down the block, he doesn't look like he's so, he doesn't feel so badly about the amount of progress that he's made. Whereas in the white community, particularly in wealthier areas, you see a high amount of expectations, and there tends to be among boys more shame. So the connection here is this. The father is not involved. The boy doesn't have the guidance to discover the unique self that he is and then
right.
Have that unique self be combined with the discipline that is necessary that dads tend to provide from boundary enforcement, then the boundary enforcement tends to lead to boys being able to complete projects that they start on, they learn to finish at an early age, they learn to finish their peas before they can have their ice cream, whereas the mom is more likely to say, sweetie, I'd like you to have, finish your peas before you have your ice cream. But then if the boy or the girl says, well, mom, I'll have a few more peas, but now I had a few more peas, can I have my ice cream? And mom was likely to say to herself, I'm not going to get into a big argument over a few peas. Okay, sweetie, you did try to have a few more peas. I'll let you have ice cream.
Right.
Dad is far more likely to say, excuse me, I have a deal here. The deal here is no ice cream until you finish your peas. And so with the dad, the boundary enforcement forces the boy and the girl to focus more on doing what she or he has to do, not just what they want to do. And as a result of that, the boy learns postponed gratification, and so does the girl. And therefore, he or she is more likely to get their homework completed as opposed to being distracted by an incoming text. And therefore, the teacher is proud that they holds the boy up to a higher degree. The boy, when it comes to boy-girl time, girls don't tend to like to date losers. So if the boy doesn't have the discipline to either do well in sports or do well in school or do well as become student body president or be part of the orchestra, if he doesn't have that discipline, the girls aren't usually interested. So the boy tends to feel ashamed and withdraw. the withdrawal leads to oftentimes addictions to various things, whether it's drug or video games or video porn. Boy-girl time, it tends to be video porn in addition to other addictions.
Right.
And then when he gets addicted to video porn, his expectations on what a girl should do for him increase, and so he gets together with first real-life girl, and she feels like, you know, she's just one more passing-through figure in a porn film from him. She rejects him. The rejection leads him back to more depression, more porn, possibly suicide, and you have that type of and then also anger, enormous anger when people feel rejected, boys in particular, like girls who feel like they know that they're not worthy of the girl, and they feel ashamed of themselves, and that can lead to anger at not being recognized or acknowledged for who they are, and by the school system. And I'm going to go ahead and shoot up my, you know, shoot up that school, and you know, and teach them a thing or two for 1 minute in life. I'll be paid attention to, and people will say, "Gee, maybe we should have paid more attention to Elliot Rogers, or maybe we should have paid more attention to you know, the person who did the shooting."
Yeah. We're coming up on the next break, but when we get back, I want to talk to you about the types of the Elliot Rogers types, and just get your take on something. The book is called The Boy Crisis: Why Are Boys Struggling and What Can We Do About It? And it's amazing what young boys go through in 21st century America with both parents. And this is taking a look at what happens to a, you know, a young man as he's growing up with just one parent, with just no father. So this has long been a thing that I have said is contributing. Well, you know what? We still have another minute. I'm looking at the clock the wrong way. So here's a question I'm going to ask you, Doctor, when we get back. And you don't have to answer that right now. But when we get back, I want to ask you about this. What is the incidence of a grade school child, a grade school little boy, who is medicated to control his mood with a single parent, mother only type of setup at home versus a two parent mother father traditional nuclear family type setup? How often are we seeing that? Because that sort of leads to its own set of picadillos, doesn't it, when that happens? But you don't have to answer that right now.
All right.
I want you to sit on that and simmer on it and everything. Amazon.com, you can find The Boy Crisis: Why Are Boys Struggling and What Can We Do About It? We've already, as far as I'm concerned, there's probably a generation of them out there right now that we need to be concerned about. And we're growing another generation of them right now. We got to do something about this. We'll be right back. My guest is Dr. Warren Farrell. This is Lock and Load. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented wear counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat, Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at BurnoutMugs.com.
USA Radio News.
Policies lead to the release of illegal aliens into our communities after they've been apprehended. But we're not releasing anymore. Big change as of a couple of days ago. We're going to no longer release. We're going to catch. We're not going to release.
President Trump addressing illegal immigration and border security today at the White House. The president again had a message for the migrant caravans heading towards the United States.
These illegal caravans will not be allowed into the United States, and they should turn back now because they're wasting their time.
The FBI and local police in Wisconsin are scaling back in the search for missing 13-year-old Jamie Kloss. Jamie was abducted and her parents were killed at their rural Wisconsin home in October, which prompted a massive investigation by federal, state, and local authorities. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Oh, yeah. Less than 3 degrees loss in 2 hours. And most of us are going to drink a cup of coffee faster than that anyway. Check them out at burnoutmugs.com. I'm talking to Dr. William Farrell. He wrote, Why Are Boys Struggling? And What Can We Do About It? Before we went to break, I was asking him about the incidence of drugging, psychotropic drugs. What have you looked at that?
Absolutely, and one of the things that, as you were sort of implying, is that boys with ADHD tend to be sort of handled by Ritalin and other drugs that we now know do help with the problem, like a crutch may help with a problem, but they most frequently create an addiction that is very similar to cocaine and crack. And so so the boy's initial solution by having a more attention focus ends up becoming worse than the problem itself. And so the last five chapters of the boy crisis are devoted solely to alternative non-prescription medications for, not medications, but alternatives to medications and prescription drugs, things like exercise, things like what type of nutrition works and what type of nutrition doesn't work, what type of heat treatments, cold treatments, and so on. And then we were talking before you were asking me about the father involvement. Father involvement in ADHD prevention is very instrumental in this respect. Before break, we were talking about a dad's greater propensity to say, you can't have your ice cream until you finish your peas. Well, the finishing of the peas that is more likely to be required by the dads than the moms is part of what gets the boy or the girl to focus attention on doing what she or he has to do to get what they want to have, the ice cream. And so among children raised predominantly by dads, only 15% have ADHD. Among children raised predominantly by moms, 30% have ADHD. And so there, and one of the reasons we can see is that the moms are not as likely to require the focus on finishing those peas, so to speak, to get the ice cream, again, so to speak. And so moms will allow the child to manipulate a better deal, and because they appeal, they learn to appeal to the mom's empathy. To this has been a tough day for you, sweetie. I don't want to make a big argument over a few peas, like I was saying. And so the children learn how to manipulate a better deal, but they don't learn how to focus attention on I'm not going to get a better deal with dad. So if I want that ice cream, I better just focus my attention on finishing those peas. And so we see this with many other dimensions of father involvement as well. So, for example, roughhousing. Most moms will look at a dad roughhousing and say, oh, my God, I just have one more child to monitor there, the father. But yet she sees that the children are having a great time, so she wants to not be controlling and intervening, and so she lets the roughhousing go on. But she says to herself, I just feel like sooner or later this roughhousing is going to end up with the children hurting each other or somebody is going to end up crying. She's about 100% likely to be right. And then she's shocked beyond shock that the dad then continues the very roughhousing that led to the problem that of the children being hurt, and dad doesn't understand what positive value the roughhousing is having, and so he doesn't tell mom, here is why roughhousing leads to a greater bond with the children that allows me to have greater boundary enforcement, that allows me to be able to discipline the children to be empathetic toward each other. Here is why children that that do a lot of roughhousing are much more likely to be assertive but not aggressive. You know, these are all counterintuitive things that I've never heard a single dad say to mom. This is the positive benefits. And here's I'll give you an example of how this happens. The dad will tend to say, throw the three kids in his family, you know, onto the couch and say, okay, the game here is you jump on my back and you try to pin me down before I try to pin the three of you together down. And so the brother and the sisters compete with each other and push each other out of the way to be the kingpin of the winner of the wrestling phenomenon, and to pin down, to be the prime person to pin dad down. And sooner or later one of them gets hurt and dad says, okay, you can't do this, Jimmy. You have to treat your sister with respect, give her a chance to get involved, don't just elbow her out of the way. And the brother goes, okay, all right. But he really doesn't give a darn about his sister. He just wants to go back into the roughhousing. So then dad sends him back to the roughhousing to see whether he's learned his lesson. Invariably, one of them has not learned their lesson. And then dad does the crucial things. He says, okay, I gave you a warning. No roughhousing till tomorrow night. And now the kids, tomorrow night, that's when kids realize that when dad makes a rule, he sticks with it. And if I don't think of my sister's needs, my desires to roughhouse will not be attended to. Therefore, I'd better think of my sister. And so that's the beginning of the child learning to be empathetic, because it's in the child's self-interest to be empathetic. But that wouldn't have happened without resentment if the dad didn't do the bonding with the roughhousing. That's what allows him to set those boundaries and enforce those boundaries without the kids rebelling or resisting, because the kids are having so much fun and feel so bonded to dad. And so those are just examples of things that happen that allow the child to focus on doing what it needs to do, think of somebody else besides itself, in order to get what it wants, the roughhousing.
All right, we're coming up on the next break, and I've got another question now, because what you've been telling me, because it sort of leads me to believe something, and I want your impression of that. Have we seen any rampage killers out there that you know of that were raised in a nuclear family?
Yes. Shall I answer that after the break?
We got about a minute and a half. If you can answer that in a minute and a half.
That's sure. Cool. 2011, I think it was, the Columbine killing. The boy was raised in a nuclear family. And there was another boy raised in a nuclear family recently that did a killing, and that was after a girl. He was very interested in a girl, and the girl felt that he was stalking her. And so she got up in class and announced in front of his own class that he was stalking her and behaving inappropriately and embarrassed him and shamed him. And he, in fury, came back and killed her and killed a few other the children in the class that he felt had shamed him.
I think I know which one you're talking about. I don't remember which location. Was this one in Maryland?
I think that sounds right. I think it was something. His name was something like Demetrius, but I'm forgetting his exact name.
Okay. Anyway, Dr. Farrell is the author of The Boy Crisis: Why Our Boys Are Struggling and What Can We Do About It. And we're not raised. You know, these rampage killers aren't born; they're raised. And maybe that's something we need to be looking at. I think it probably is. We'll be right back. My guest is Dr. Warren Farrell. This is Lock and Load.
That? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Indeed, check them out at burnoutmugs.com. I've been talking to Dr. Warren Farrell. He is the author of The Boy Crisis, Why Our Boys Are Struggling and What We Can Do About It. Doctor, when you were describing the rough housing part of that and everything, is that kind of interaction with a child that is in that developmental stage, does this stimulate something in them as they're growing up or is at that age or something to where they're less likely to suffer from ADHD and then less like, you know, hence less likely to need medication?
Yes. But the pathway is fascinating, meaning that it's not just, it may or may not be the rough housing per se, but the rough housing has a number of, it helps connect synapses in the brain to see, you know, when am I being assertive, when am I being aggressive, when am I being thoughtful, when am I being not thoughtful, which is not what a child would naturally do. A child would naturally just plain want to, you know, win. and push everybody out of the way. But the requirement of the boundary enforcement, the bonding and the boundary enforcement are the two key issues. When the father uses the roughhousing to do the bonding, and then the children don't resent the boundary enforcement, then the children learn to discipline their mind to be able to make these fine distinctions. And it's that discipline of the mind to create those fine distinctions that the child has the motivation to do as a result of loving that bond and loving that roughhousing and loving that physical contact that seems to lead to the less ADHD, but the less ADHD is probably less from just the roughhousing alone, although that seems to enhance the brain's ability to connect in many ways and to focus, because you have to focus to be able to pin your dad down, so to speak. But it also seems to come from the fact that you are required to do something you don't want to do, which requires an enormous amount of not just focus, but what psychologists call emotional intelligence under fire. That is, every part of you wants to push your sister or brother out of the way. But another part of you realizes you're going to lose too much if you do that. And so you're having to combat a natural instinct to just win in order to learn social skills that serve you well in terms of being able to connect with friends, being empathetic, being thoughtful, being assertive and not aggressive. And so all of that together seems to help prevent ADHD, but we don't know, you know, what proportion is what, except for the fact that the boundary enforcement seems to create the ability to get things done and therefore feel good about yourself and constantly have your ability to focus reinforced. That of course builds the next stage of positive development for your son's brain.
Well, I mean, it almost sounds though that like this is a way, like the this is the pathway to simple problem solving, problem solutions to problem solving skills,
yes,
and that sort of stimulates things for them.
Yes, exactly. There's basically, so let's say you have a very liberal family and a very conservative family, and the liberal family tends as a rule to sort of say, sweetheart, I want you to be fulfilled and do whatever you'd like to do, and the conservative family tends to be more likely to say, this is what you got to do, and this is the way you should serve. You know, the single family is more likely to say, you know, you exist, therefore you serve. The liberal family more likely to say, you exist, therefore you deserve. But the best parenting is really some combination of both, where you know, the father helps and the mother help the child search for the best, the things that fulfill them, the things that motivate them. But then once they find that, they say, okay, the more fulfilling a job is, the less, as a rule, it's going to pay. My father used to say to me, Warren, I see you're interested in writing, but you cannot be a writer. 99% of writers never find a publisher. The ones that do find a publisher, the average one, only makes about $4,000 a year, even if they do find a publisher. If you start making $4,000 a year or you can't find a publisher, you can't find a wife. So give up that idea of publishing, because he was more conservative and more discipline-oriented. He'd been through, by the time he was 35 years of age, he'd been through 45 years of age, he'd been through two world wars and a depression. And so he knew that you had to do what you had to do. And so that's sort of the orientation. But the liberal parent that says find fulfillment, but does not require that discipline of the child to the same degree, and exact consequences when the child doesn't do what she or he needs to do, then that child who has a dream is never able to fulfill the dream. If they want to be, let's say, in the Olympics, and they don't have the discipline to train for the Olympics or even to train for the track team or volleyball team or whatever team, they don't have the, if they want to be a professor in college, they don't have the discipline to do their homework. And so it's that combination of finding one's dream combined with the discipline to carry it, to make it happen, that is the combination of parenting that is so important. And as a rule, moms are more protective and nurturing and they tend to sort of encourage the children to sort of find their dream, and dads tend to be more likely to say, you know, you got to do this first, and they don't even explain, though, to moms what the purpose of them being so strict is very often. And so moms don't have an understanding that dads are being, that dads have their own type of love, and that tough love is really a very long-term contributor to a child being loved.
That's interesting. So, percentile-wise, we're talking about the nuclear family and how many. I mean, there are certain cases where people can have a lot of mental illness and just have just about every possible advantage there is. I'm sure. I'm sure the odds just indicate that. This single parent household that we seem to have been, I don't know, sort of encouraging along the way based upon whichever virtue signaling that's going on. What do you think the long-term ramifications of that's going to be for society?
Such an important question. So the single-parent family is, again, there are people growing up in single-parent families that do very well. And by the way, let me spend a minute here. If a mom is...
We have about 2 minutes and 20 seconds.
But to be a single-parent mom, let me just... share what works. Get your son involved in Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts, Explorers. Get your son involved in a faith-based community, whether you're whether that would be a priest, a minister, or a rabbi. Make sure that you find a good male role model for your son. Make sure that that you encourage that male role model to form a group of boys about your son's age that share what their problems are, what their fears are, and what their feelings are. When boys see that other boys are having the same problems or challenges that they're having, they're far more likely to feel like that something's not wrong with them, and they are not nearly as likely to withdraw. And it's the withdrawal and the feeling that nobody understands you that leads to the isolation, that leads to the depression, that leads to the suicide, that leads to the addictions. So those are some of the things that you can do. Get your son involved in the Mankind Project weekends or the Young Men's Ultimate weekends or Boys to Men. Look around for rituals to manhood weekends. Those are not long-term solutions, but they're sometimes quick turnarounds and quick fixes, but make sure they're supplemented by good role models of a different nature. Petition and work very hard to lobby your school to get more male teachers. When a boy goes from especially an inner city boy goes from an all-mom home to a mom-only home to an almost all-female school, it doesn't take rocket science to figure out that that boy is yearning for a male role model.
Right.
And is therefore
we're about to run out of time.
To a gang leader.
We're about to run out of time. I'd like to circle back with you sometime next week, and let's take a longer look at the long-term effect of this and what you think that is, if that's okay with you.
Absolutely.
Okay, very good. The book is called The Boy Crisis, Why Our Boys Are Struggling and What We Can Do About It. You can find it at Amazon. Dr. William Farrell, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Back again. Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my boss for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.